entering the industry, they do not perform the SWOT analysis. You know, SWOT analysis is very important for that business. Whether they are starting out in a very slim budget or they have got immense budget.
Hello everyone, I'm Jitendra Singh. I welcome you to Read My Story, where I interview authors, speakers, coaches, celebrities, entrepreneurs and more. Today, I have with me Mr. Abhishek Sareen. He is an executive director of Trident F&B Consultants Private Limited, a renowned kitchen, restaurant and suites business, and it is into consultancy. He has done bachelor's in hotel management and catering technology from Banarsidas Chandiwala Institute of Hotel Management and Catering Technology, Guru Gobind Singh University, New Delhi. He has completed more than 750 projects in hotel, restaurant, bakery, sweets, and snacks industry. He is a recipient of many prestigious awards, including Entrepreneur of the Year, Best Restaurant Consultant, Business Mentor, Grandmaster Award, Global Leader Award, 100 Masterpieces Award, Everest Award. His major expertise in planning, execution, and post-opening streamlining. So today he will be discussing with us about his life's journey. So let us hear from him. Welcome, Abhishek. The platform is open. And now over to you.
Thank you so much for such an amazing introduction. I would like to thank all your viewers and listeners who will be listening and viewing this interview and our interaction. And it's an amazing feeling coming and talking to you here.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it. So if I talk about your journey so far, how did your past life has affected the person who you wanted to be in your life and what you are today?
See, past lives are what makes an individual more introverted or extroverted, more thought or feeling oriented, more structured or spontaneous, and more intuitive or practical. So I believe that an individual's attitudes, beliefs, perceptions, interpretations are all molded by their past lives. Right. And the person sitting next to you, I mean, in front of you is no exception to this. So I'll tell you a very interesting thing. Two small incidents changed my life forever. So when I was in school, I wanted to do engineering. And one day I was just getting bored at my home. So I just requested my father to take me along wherever he was heading to. In his car. So he agreed. When we reached one place, he gave me some money for lunch, okay, and asked me to meet him at the same time, at the same place, at a particular time. Then he dispersed. So I decided to go to a very famous restaurant over there. As I was just standing in the queue for billing, I suddenly saw my father occupying a center table in the restaurant, and so many chefs, senior managers, and the owner of the place greeting him, requesting him to taste different food items one by one. And then again, so I said to myself, here I am waiting for my turn to reach the cashier, and then again I have to wait to get my food. And on the other side, look at my father. Wow, this is great. I think this is what work, you know, which my father is doing. It looks very promising and interesting, you know. And then finally, this incident was in my mind, you know.
Right.
And finally that day had come when, I mean, I, along with my parents, were heading to an engineering college to pay the admission fees. Then my mother said, वैसे तो तुझे अपने father का ही business करना चाहिए. I don't know, this would sound a little filmy, but right, we actually took a U-turn, the very next U-turn, and returned our home. So I think this was my destiny, to enter to a hotel management college, and then help new entrants in the industry, and also helping the established brands in the industry to basically streamline their processes. So I think this is my destiny. I was destined to do this.
Wonderful. Sometimes we have certain thoughts about our career options, but on the other side, destiny have something else for us.
That's correct. That's true.
Right.
That's so true.
Right. True.
I also experienced the same thing in my life.
Correct. And most people do the same way. So if I talk about things you are passionate about in your life, what are those things?
I think this is probably will not be a surprising, coming from a restaurant and mithai business consultant, that I love traveling. I just love traveling to different places, experimenting with food, exploring different cuisines, meeting new people. I'm also very passionate about what I do professionally.
Right. And any other hobby, interest, or something like you do in your pastime?
I just love listening to music whenever I get free. I mean, that hobby I had since I was in school. And I just love to be around people who are very positive. They give a lot of positivity to you. And I like to be surrounded with my friends. I just try to take out some time, be with my daughter. Now she's just 3, and it is so wonderful spending time with her.
That is the best time ever.
I always look forward to that.
Correct.
So this is what I just love doing.
Wonderful. Like spending time with your kids is the wonderful thing you ever had. So if I talk about your work and experiences, like you already mentioned about it, I'd like to know more onto it. How, like what all you do as your routine business activities and how you manage your businesses.
Our company, Trident F&B Consultants Private Limited, is with God's grace, is one of the most awarded hospitality consulting organizations, indulged in setting up resorts. So we are indulged in setting up resorts, food courts, QSRs, sweet shop, bakeries, cafes, high efficiency base kitchens, mithai factories, namkeen and bakery plants, industrial and institutional catering divisions. You know, I love guiding new entrants in the hospitality, Indian hospitality industry.
Wow.
And also help the already established brands who are like, some of our clients are like 200 years old.
Okay.
150 years old and wow, more than 100 years old.
So that's
we
great.
Help them. So we help them in expanding their horizons, expanding their business and streamlining their processes and day-to-day operations.
So great.
This is what keeps me occupied professionally.
Wonderful. So that is kind of interesting work, I guess.
Yeah, very interesting. I just told you about that incident, though, where I was just standing in that queue and my father sitting at the table. So I would also like to add on one thing that even though it was looking very fascinating to me at that point of time, but later on I realized that to reach that stage, you know, you have to really struggle a lot.
Correct.
It's not that easy.
True.
When I was just in my like dreamy world, just coming out of the school life, so it looked very easy to me. So I also thought that okay, you know, I also get that kind of this thing, appreciation or maybe attention. But in order to do that, yes, I am getting, with God's grace, I am getting, but in order to do that, I really had to struggle a lot.
Correct.
You know, I needed to find my own way out in order to make that thing possible.
Correct. The legacy is there, which is built by your father. That is one aspect. But the thing is, when you start a business, you have to build your own name, because one, two projects, three projects, maybe you can get by the name of your parents who have already been great in that business. But what after that? So there you need to build up your own brand. So then you start getting more recognition and more businesses.
I tell you, this is not a departmental store or, you know, kirane ki dukaan, which my father started and I can just sit there.
True.
It is a very different kind of business. I mean, imagine you are giving advices, you are guiding people who are already, who have spent their generations in the industry.
True.
You know, in order to basically talk with them, to make sense, basically be helpful to them, you know. So it requires a lot of experience and the struggle.
Correct.
And, you know, this thing. So, but I am really enjoying what I am doing currently. And when I joined my dad's business, I thought, where am I right now? I mean, I did not understand anything.
Correct.
But then when I spent a lot of time with them, my clients, my project, when I started to do things from scratch, then I basically got the gist of it.
Correct. And you also mentioned that you have also worked with many brands, which you helped them to open many outlets of their own.
Yes, so I'll just tell you about my client. One of them is Haldiram. So when we joined hands with them, they had only one small sweet shop in Chandni Chowk. And from there, my father has been giving consulting services to them.
Wow.
And so it's more than 30 years we are associated with that brand, and we have got a very small, you can say that we are also like having some small share, maybe you can say, in expanding their business, you know.
Right.
Because from one outlet, now they are having 110 outlets. So all these showrooms and their restaurants are planned by us in
Wonderful.
North India.
And they are really huge.
Yes, they are. Today, they are the world's most recognized Indian brand.
Correct.
You know, so, and if I talk about other clients, then BG Naidu is there. So BG Naidu, North Indians will not know them. They are a brand from Tamil Nadu. They are already having their outlets, sweet showrooms and bakeries since 1907.
Wow.
So they are that old. You know, 115 years old brand.
Great.
So when we just land 1.75 acres of very big mithai, very hygienic mithai factory and bakery factory, country for them recently. We joined hands with them in like 3 years back, and now when that time they were having 23 outlets. Now with like our help now and support from them also, so they are now having more than 30 outlets.
Wonderful.
And Corona period was also there that time.
Correct. And if I talk to you about the these kind of businesses, sweets and namkeens, so we always have a perception that that would be a nukkad wala shop kind of a thing earlier, but now these businesses are becoming so big, so we never thought of that it is possible for these type of business to grow that wonderful level.
There are many brands, you know, I tell you, meri unse baat hoti hai, wo pata kya kehte hain, not be, I think I'll tell you, they very frankly ki pehle humse hamare bachcho se koi shaadi nahi karte, wo bolte the ki mithai walon ko deni humne apni beti, you know,
right?
Then brands like Haldiram, Homebeat, Bikaner Wala and A2B, BG Naidu, you know, these brands, they have brought so much respect for the mithai and namkeen industry,
right?
You know, now they are contributing to, like, they are one of the biggest sectors in India, contributing to GDP, and, you know,
correct. So and food industry is one of the largest one, but they are segregated, like they are small players, but still if we talk in terms of GDP, their share is very huge.
Also, you need to understand that the employment that this sector generates, you know,
correct.
I think it needs to be taken more seriously.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And opportunities are immense. So now
opportunities are immense.
Yeah. Moving on to the next one. If I talk about your vision, mission and goal for next 5 to 10 years from now, what do you think that should be?
Well, I will just tell you that my vision, I don't want to just restrict it to my company or myself. I would like to see India as the world guru.
Correct.
You know, jaise hum pehle bolte the ki sone ki chidiya hai. Mujhe wo cheez dobara dekhni hai ki India jo hai, that it should lead the world and it gets the credit that has been due.
Correct.
And as far as my mission is concerned, then I would like to do something for the poor and, you know, downtrodden. If you ask me about my goal in life, I would say that my goal is just winning hearts of the people I meet.
That's really wonderful.
I want to see my family and friends healthy. Want to see them financially free as well.
Correct.
And the goal of my company is, like, my company envisions in being a world-class player in hospitality consulting.
Right. Definitely. And my best wishes are with you. And definitely to your good work, which you intend to do for people who need help, support. So that's really a wonderful thing. And everybody should think in that way. I really appreciate. So moving on to the next one. What are the most important life lessons you have learned from your personal and professional journey so far?
I think work hard on your goals. Practice what you want to become in your life. And this I have realized later on that, you know, you don't need to be a football of someone else's opinion.
Right.
Wherever it is necessary, you need to just stand up and say no whenever it is necessary.
Correct.
You know, and stay honest to your own self and to others, and
right,
help others.
Right. These are really basic things, but really important in life. So personally also and professionally also, I would say, if we follow these things, definitely the story would be different for everyone.
Definitely. This is a game changing.
Correct. So basics, stick to basics and do great. That is what we all should do.
Yeah. I really like to say that, you know, I try to follow what my father has taught me. Stay humble and grounded.
Yes, definitely. So you are into a hospitality business and have good experience and exposure to the industry. So I'd like to know from you is if somebody is looking for to start a small restaurant business, how that person can do so within a small budget of maybe 5 to 10 lakhs or if possible less?
I strongly feel that most are entering the industry, they do not perform the SWOT analysis. You know, SWOT analysis is very important for that business. Whether they are starting out in a very limited budget or they have got immense budget. But more SWOT analysis, something should be done by everybody who is trying to enter in the industry. This is one of the most important part, you know, in conducting an industry analysis for the restaurant business plan.
Right.
Since the budget is small, so first of all, we need to make that budget. Making a budget is very important.
Correct.
This includes capital expenditure. That is one time. But a lot of people I've seen, they do not know of the expenditure, operating cost that this business would bring. So they need to have have some buffer, you know. Otherwise, you must have seen a lot of restaurants, they open and then they close down also in 1 or 2 months only.
Correct.
They do not, they have to consider the operating cost that this business is bringing.
Right.
Break, then they also have to do the analysis for the break even. We should always assume the best and the worst scenarios and do the break even analysis for both separately, you know.
Correct.
So the person who's entering with small budget, site selection on the finalization of the location must be done keeping in mind the target audience.
Correct.
A lot of time I have seen that person who's just entering, he's thinking that my food is like what I'll be offering is for everybody. So that's not true. You need to have target audience ready, you know.
Correct.
And site selection is very important. You cannot go overboard in your rentals, you know. And also you need to see whether this site will bring you business or not, whether you'll be able to sustain the initial
Correct.
Days or not.
Correct.
Then, and it is so important that a location suitable for a mithai shop may not be suitable for a resto bar and vice versa. So
right.
then person entering in a in maybe mithai shop, we always tell them that, you know, ground floor will be good for you.
Right.
That too, where people do not have to basically step on the stairs, you know, that'll be good. But if a person is getting good, negotiated rentals in rooftop, so that rooftop location may be good for resto bar.
Correct. You know?
It may not. It definitely will not be suitable for a mithai shop.
Correct. Nobody that would like be a worst idea.
Gee. And concept should be very clear. This will give you a clear picture of overall, concept for the upcoming restaurant. What has inspired you to choose the concept, the food serving style, the operations, whether it will be QSR or fine dine or maybe any other concept you would like to bring to the table. Menu engineering should be done in a proper way, whether the restaurant will serve multi cuisine or specialty regional, that is Indian or Chinese, you know. What are the menu items that you would like to keep that particular cuisine which you have selected? And market analysis should be done. It includes
right.
market trends and competition. And then at the last, basically, you should be ready with your budget and you should be sticking to it.
Correct.
So I'll give you an example. We did one project in Jammu. They were two friends. They had initially told us that we would like to do only you will do our business, because we have heard a lot of good reviews from other people. But I don't know if you will take up that or not, because our budget is only 12 lakh.
Okay.
And that too, we are generating this amount from some government scheme.
You know? Okay.
They were just putting 4 lakhs, so 2 lakh of their own. And
this is government
funding. The other amount, yeah, they went for that loan, government loan. So,
right.
First of all, what we did, we just made that budget. We gave them the project estimate that menu printing will give you, it will incur this much cost. Your main board, you know, in outside the restaurant will have this much cost. Your pots and pans, your staff, your kitchen equipment, your refrigerators, your exhaust fresh air, your furniture, and you know, etc., will incur this much cost.
Right.
And we have to stick with that cost.
Correct.
It is very important. We cannot go overboard because we have got very limited budget in hand.
Right.
So this is how we help people who are having good budget or maybe do not have budget. No?
Correct.
So yeah, our goal is to basically help the people in entering right. into this industry.
That's great to hear that if somebody is having a lesser budget, they also can come and seek your advices and guidance. So that would be a wonderful thing. And the advices you have made within a small span of this duration, and you have mentioned everything which is important in business. So that is really wonderful.
Thank you so much.
So if I talk about precautions we need to take while carrying out the restaurant business, so what are the precautions we need to really take care of if it goes as per the regulatory guidelines or not? That is also, again, I think really important in food business. So what are those regulatory guidelines and precautions we need to be really taken care of?
There is one body by the name of FSSAI.
Yeah.
So that is Food Safety and Standards Authority of India. That has been created for laying down the regulatory standards for articles of food and to regulate their manufacture, storage, distribution, sale and import to ensure availability of safe and wholesome food for human consumption. So the regulations are already there, the rules are already there, and then maybe to up the game, there are good manufacturing practices, GMP we call it. That is also a very important part of doing HACCP. So right. That is again a technical term. I'll just give you the full form for this. That is hazard analysis and critical control point. So it is just to ensure whether we are following, doing the analysis for all the possible hazards that are going to be there in the food.
Right.
And we need to have a control point in order to maybe limit that, you know. And so food safety system is there. So maybe some basic things we can definitely take up, such as the cleanliness of the manufacturing plant, the adequate maintenance of the production equipment, the use of suitable chemicals, for example, cleaning chemicals, pest control within and around the food manufacturing unit. We need to, for bigger organizations, we always give them the idea of setting up their own in-house lab where they can conduct sample check, and also to ensure whether the staff hygiene is maintained or not. So
correct.
The swab tests are done, you know, at regular basis, and also we can do the packaging material test. We can do the test on raw materials and also the finished goods also.
Right.
Then we need to identify and know how to store the waste. That is very important, and we need to have a proper control in place for the foreign object. There's a lot of contamination in this finished goods product, so we need to have a check on that. There are various certifications, there are various courses which the food business operator should also make sure that their staff undergo those courses and those certifications.
Right.
So these are the few basic things that we need to basically have a control of if we are into food business.
So if we need to summarize it, we can summarize it like quality of food. So that includes like raw material, then processing and the finished product. Check on each point. Then there is safety measures in terms of like equipments and all, the staff as well as the environment. So safety and safety measures needs to be taken care of. Then the usage of chemicals should be appropriate as per the requirement. Pest control and wherever chemicals are used should be as per the norms and standards. And fourthly would be like kind of certifications and like approvals which is required from the authorities, that also needs to be in place. So I think I summarized correctly in these 3-4 points. Right.
Definitely. If there is any requirement if there is any requirement tomorrow in my project, so maybe we have got 1% ready where I can we can send you as a maybe food regulator.
right. So moving back to you again, if I talk about you, are you an introvert or an extrovert kind of a person while meeting your customers or people?
I think I am an extrovert person. I enjoy social settings. I don't need a lot of time, alone time. I like my time alone as well, but I thrive around people. I like to interact with people, as I've mentioned earlier, you know, and I prefer to talk about my to discuss the people's problem and try to give them solutions. I'm not afraid of risk, and I'm outgoing, I'm optimistic, I'm flexible too. So I think I'm an extrovert.
That's great. So wonderful to hear about that. So if I talk about the kind of support we always need in our life, whatever activity we do, whether personally, professionally. So same ways I'm asking you, who all were there to support you the most?
My parents, first of all, my wife now, my friends, and my clients who have shown a lot of trust in me.
Correct.
So these are very important pillars in my life.
That's really important, because until unless you have support from family, you would not be able to succeed in your endeavors. And also the trust from client is really important, because without that, it is difficult to move ahead.
Definitely, it is because of them we are today what we are.
Correct.
Their trust in us is very important.
Right. So how you get your motivation and inspiration from? What are the ways?
I would say my father, Shri Sanjeev Sareen. He's been an inspiration not only to me, but to thousands of people in the Indian hospitality industry today.
Right.
He has touched and changed so many lives through his sheer confidence, humbleness, and benevolence. I learned a lot of things from him through his actions. He is truly a living legend, I would say. His contribution to Indian mithai and homegrown QSR industry is enormous, you know. So I would also like to mention one more incident where I was just talking to one gentleman. He's supposed to be a very famous chef I met recently.
Okay.
He's mostly on TV all the time.
Great.
So I met him. I introduced myself as son of Mr. Sanjeev Sareen. So he said, okay. So chef had already worked with my father, you know, in some five-star properties when my father was working. So my father actually started his career from Taj Hotel 1978. So he's 1978 Musa batch pass out.
Wow.
From 78 to 91, he actually worked in the as a professional chef. And in 91, he started his company. So it's already been 31 years that we are into.
Wonderful. That's really wonderful.
Chef. So I was talking to that chef and I told him that you are a very famous, a very celebrity chef. No? So he told me that your father is truly a celebrity chef, not me. I said, how come? He said, the way he walks, the way he talks, you know, the way he interacts, it's very different. I have never seen that in my entire life. So imagine that person telling about my father being a chef. When my father has already left the industry, I mean, that F&B production industry, he left his job in 1991, 30 years back.
Wow.
So such is the impact that my father is already having in the industry, you know. If you have any problem going on in your life, be it professional or personal, you just discuss with him and then you will come out happy and contented.
Correct.
You know? He has really taught me one thing, that the more you grow, you must become more humbler and more grounded.
Correct.
You know, कब कहाँ कैसे क्या कहना चाहिए किसी को. One can definitely learn from it.
Definitely.
It's not exaggerating to say that whatever little I have achieved in my life is because of him.
Correct. Parents' blessing is the best thing in the world. Without that, nobody can step ahead. That's really an amazing and inspirational story from your parents, father especially. So now moving on to the next one. If I talk about your take on success, your thoughts about success, what do you think success is to you?
For me, success means leading a balanced life. It means that your physical health, your mental health, relationship and mental peace, they should all be in good order. You know, there is no point getting a promotion on the day of your breakup if you are in a serious relationship with that person and you could not give proper time to him or her, you know,
because of
professional engagement. And eating at a five-star hotel is not enjoyable at all if your mind is full of tension.
True.
You know, there is no fun driving a Rolls Royce if your back hurts. So your success will only have a meaning, true meaning, if there is harmony in your life.
Correct.
That is my take on success, the way I look at things.
Right. And also one more thing, having or owning a Rolls Royce and you don't have anybody to share that joy of ride in a Rolls Royce, then also again that Rolls Royce is of no
worth. That's so true, you know. Some of course. So I always I heard this, I would like to just mention here, maybe I can just like to make you people be feel positive, that some people are so poor, they are absolutely so poor, so damn poor, that all they have is money.
Correct.
So we should not be such people.
So you have
we
everything,
try to have a balance,
no relationship, then also you are poor. You have a relationship
definitely
full of happiness, then you have everything in life.
Definitely. So I mean, leading people are so busy in basically enhancing their own standard of living that they have forgotten to basically upgrade their standard of life.
Correct.
That is more important.
Correct.
You know, standard of living is one thing and leading a good life is another.
True.
If I have got one car, I would like to change it to a bigger car. If I have one house, I would like to change it to a bigger house. That should be there. But we should also have a harmony, mental peace, relationship. We should not like have we should have harmony in our relationships as well.
Correct.
We should not only, I mean, leading or maybe striving for your professional success will not have much meaning if there is no harmony.
Correct.
In your mind, in your life, in your health.
Correct.
I'll also quote one example of Mr. Rakesh Jhunjhunwala. So we all know that he passed away recently. So one of the journalists, you know, he asked him that, what do you regret in your life that you should have done your investment and you could not? So he said that I really feel that I should have invested my health more.
Correct.
That was his answer.
Correct. Because upon his last stage of life, he was struggling with the health.
That's correct.
Correct. So really
for
important.
Me, success is leading a balance.
Correct. Every aspect is important. Your money is important. Your health is important. Relationship is important. And your overall happiness, like mindfulness, we would say, is really important.
That's true.
Really wonderful. So moving on to the last one, any message, advice you would like to share with our audience, viewers and listeners?
I would say that don't take life seriously. Life is never meant to be taken seriously.
Right.
As we are really temporary here. So start investing as early as possible in yourself.
Correct.
And in terms of your physical health, mental well-being and your finance. Do not wait for miracles to happen. You have to face the bad days yourself. No one is going to come for you. No one is going to do it for you. The miracle that you are waiting for lies within you.
True.
You know, और समय से समय के पास इतना समय नहीं है कि वो तुम्हें बार-बार समय दे. इसलिए ज़्यादा वक्त इसमें ज्यादा वक्त नहीं लगाना चाहिए कि हमें क्या करना है, वरना वक्त डिसाइड करता है कि हमारे साथ उसको क्या करना है.
करेक्ट. आइदर यू डिसाइड और दे destiny would
decide.
Correct. Time
decide.
So that's better to like be thoughtful and take your decisions wisely. Seek for opportunities. Opportunities are there.
Definitely. They are immense.
Correct.
You just need to have an eye for that.
True. That's true. So it was really amazing interaction with you. I really enjoyed whatever you have shared about your business, your story, and also the inputs you have shared about the restaurant business. It was really wonderful. And I really appreciate Abhishek for your time, your energy and your effort for this session. And I'm looking forward to hear more from you again soon, maybe on some other topics from the industry. So that would be a thing which I'm looking forward to. And thank you, Abhishek, for your time. Really wonderful.
So a pleasure that you called me here. And,
yeah, sure.
I mean, you have been such a nice host, and I would like to again thank you and all the listeners and viewers for this.
Sure. Thank you very much. And I will also share your website and social media links so that people can be in touch with you, take your help and guidance if they are like going to start a restaurant business or maybe the segments which you cater on. So that would be helpful to them as well. And also whenever I meet somebody who is going to start into this industry, definitely I'll refer you to that person for sure. And thank you so very
thank
much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you so very much, everyone, for watching and listening. I hope you all must have gathered a lot of information and enjoyed watching it. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Have a good time. Thank you and bye-bye.